Welcome back to season 5 of the Big Mouth Counselor. And today we are starting with a new podcast that I recently already recorded. It just took me forever to upload it and do all that good stuff. But we are starting off 2023 with some exciting stuff, y'all. We got the new podcast. We got some new artwork uploaded. We got the Instagram page and the Facebook page jumping and doing some new branding and things like that. So please make sure that you guys check it out. We are at A Ray of Light LLC, both for Instagram and Facebook. But today we're going to talk about nurturing yourself. So let's go ahead and jump right into this podcast episode.
Man, how is y'all New Year being already? I had to cut the music down a little bit. It might have been too loud, but how is y'all New Year, like, already? How's the month going? Like, you know, are you guys doing, you know, your goals? Are you already crushing your goals? Have you already completed some goals? Like, I just want to talk to y'all and see, you know, what y'all have been doing for this new year. For me, you know, I've been doing a lot of planning and strategizing. Man, I got so many ideas and just like so many businesses and things I want to start. Man, it's crazy. When those creative juices start flowing, man, you got to make sure you got pen and paper handy so you can go ahead and write those things down. But I hope that, you know, the year has been already good to you. And even if not, man, you know, you already started out the year, you know, with some trials or whatever, you know, it's just, hey, man, you know, doesn't mean that the rest of your year is going to be horrible, you know. Just means that right now, you know what I'm saying, you still got some things you got to learn and still trying to get some stuff out the way in order for your, you know, your bright days, like your greatness to come through, you know. So don't get down about those horrible days that you might be having, or the things that's just like falling through, or if you're just falling hard on, you know, falling on hard times. Like, don't let that dictate the rest of your year, you know what I'm saying? So we're gonna go ahead and jump right into this conversation. Today I want to talk to you guys about nurturing yourself before anybody else. I feel like I may have touched on this topic on the podcast before, but I feel like I need to kind of bring that back. 2023 has already been like a huge eye-opener for me already. Like I said, we're only 24 days in, but I feel like it's already been like a huge eye-opener. Last year, I did a lot of, you know, kind of adjusting and trying to like reevaluate and resetting. And every single time I tried to reset, it was just kind of like, okay, I'm resetting. But it's like I keep falling back into these same patterns, or the same things keep happening. So, you know, it was something that needed to be learned many times, multiple times. So, you know, when you get on this whole journey of, you know, really trying to understand and gain that inner peace, and just really going more into the spirituality, and trying to walk like, you know, a better journey, like a very peaceful journey, you know, you're gonna constantly be resetting and reevaluating and checking in and doing this over, doing that over. So don't feel so obligated, or just don't put so much pressure on yourself to just get it right like the first time, because it probably won't work, or it probably won't go right the first time. And I mean, some of us are, you know, blessed enough to have it go right the first time, but many of us, you know, people like me, I have to constantly learn that lesson over and over again, man. And I tell you, it's definitely been something. I started out January very good. Can't complain, man. It's just been like prosperity and abundance and overflow, and I pray the same for you guys. But one thing that had to come along with that was just really putting my foot down, addressing those, you know, skeletons in the closet, and just really kind of like not trying to constantly put band-aids over those wounds that I was already, you know, trying to patch up. So when I speak of, you know, nurturing yourself before anybody else, man, I'm so used to putting everybody else before my needs. And that was one thing that I was on way back when it came to business. You know what I'm saying? If you work a 9-to-5, or you're an entrepreneur, you have your own business, or if you're doing both, it's like, you know, when you get in the habit and a groove of a routine and already doing work and, you know, running a business, it's like nothing else really matters. And that's normally like what I was doing. Like, I legit was like doing demon time when it came to work. Like, I was working my ass off. And sometimes, you know what I'm saying, I didn't really have anything to show for it because I was working so damn hard, and I still wasn't, like, making the money to show for it. And to me, that stood out because I was just like, you know, you could put out the best content, you could do the best damn job that you want, and it's like, if you don't have nothing to show for that, like, at the end of the day, like, I just feel like it was just time wasted. And I don't mean, like, it has to be, like, monetary. Like, I think now I'm more so feeling like it never has to be about the monetary. It's more so, like, how do you feel and how are you making other people feel? Like, are people just telling you, like, hey, you know, I really appreciate you posting this. Or, yo, you know, I really am inspired by the things that you're saying, or I'm inspired by your journey. Like, if you can't impact people like that, it's like, what's the point? And that's really, like, I don't know if that sounds like selfish or that just sounds like you're trying to get recognition, and it's not. Like, that's not what I'm saying. It's like, you know, you got to be doing this for something. And it's not like you can't just do shit just to have fun, but you're still doing it for something because you want to have fun, right? And that's what I mean. You have to be doing something, like, with a purpose. Really trying to make change, impact, or even if it's just making money, you know what I'm saying? But you have a reason for doing something. And it's like, if you're doing something for a reason and then it's like you don't get nothing out of it, it makes you feel kind of bad. And for me, when it came to business, man, I was doing this thing like day in, day out, with no breaks. And it showed. And like, I started, it was bad. Like, I don't even know how to explain all of it, y'all, but it was like, it was bad. You know, dealing with health issues and then, like, getting sick. And it was just like, girl, what you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? And I could be speaking to somebody who's ever listened to this podcast, but it's like, girl, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, you are the only person that can really take care of you, because, you know, the world gonna keep moving if you get sick. The world is gonna keep moving if you die. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, who else is better to take care of you than you? Because you know you. You know what I'm saying? Even if you have a spouse, partner, friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the case may be, but it's just like, you know how to take care of you better than anybody. And I feel like if you don't take care of you first, nobody will never ever know how to take care of you. You know, so that goes hand in hand with that, making sure that you love yourself first, because if you don't know how to love you, nobody else is gonna know how to love you. And that is true. Like, that shit is true. It might sound like cliche, but that is so true, because you can't show somebody how to love you if you don't know how to love yourself. Like, how are you going to tell somebody what you want or how to treat you or how to talk to you if you talk to yourself like trash, or if you treat yourself like trash? So you can't expect for people to do certain things for you if you're not already doing them for yourself. You know what I'm saying? I really do admire women and men who do that. Like, they already know their worth when they come to the table. And it's like, no, you know, I want this because I know I'm worth this and I deserve this. So anything less is kind of like, you can get out my face type thing. So that is the lines of, like, taking care of yourself and just making sure that you take care of you first before anybody else can do it. And so with that whole nurturing yourself, like, I really do want to, like, encourage y'all to just kind of take time to be there for yourself. You know, you need to go in solitude or do whatever you need to do, or book that vacation on hill. If it's just like going to the store, just like spending some time, like, by yourself, like, just do that. But taking care of yourself is, like, very, very important. I know things get, like, really expensive, like going to the spa or, like, going to get your nails done, or, you know, go shopping, or, you know, just take yourself out to lunch, whatever. Like, everybody might not have the means to do that, because honestly speaking, like, for real, I don't always have the means to do that. But we not speaking that over there this year. You know what I'm saying? We gonna have the means to take care and nurture ourselves, and that doesn't matter what it, you know, entails. Like, I don't care if you want to go get your hair done and nails, and you're gonna have the money to do that, because I'm taking care of myself. I'm showing myself some type of love. I am nurturing myself. So we gonna already claim that that we already have the money to do that. But I understand if women or men don't have the money, because like I said, things do get expensive, man, and sometimes you have other priorities that you have to take care of. So if you don't, or you know what I'm saying, if you can't squeeze it out, you know, in your budget, do some things at home that really does like speak to you, speak to your inner child, and just like kind of really relax your mind. Like for me, and yes, I know, you know what I'm saying, if you do listen to this podcast and if you know me, I make candles and I make other aromatherapy things. So when I light my candle, or especially at night, like if that's taking me a nice hot shower, I rub my oils on me to help me sleep. But not only that, it's just like the breathing in the essential oils to just kind of awaken those senses to prepare you for bed. That is what I consider a nurture. And so like even throughout the day, like in the mornings, what I've started doing was like trying to wake up early, at least by 8-9 o'clock. It might not be early for y'all, but it's early for me. 8-9 o'clock. And what I do, I drink me water, you know, of course, use the restroom, do all that stuff. And I go upstairs and I pray and I meditate. And I found this amazing lady. Her name is Shianna. I try to remember her name because she said it rhymes with Rihanna, but it's Shianna, and she is a Reiki master. She's a Reiki teacher, like all this good stuff. She does so many things, but I found her Reiki meditation and I started listening to that like for the past 2 mornings. And so I do that, and you know, I write down my gratefulness, you know, my gratitude. I show them, I speak to my ancestors, and I just kind of spill out like what I expect for today, or you know, what I'm praying for, asking for, things that, you know, maybe something I just need to vent. And of course I journal and I read my affirmations, I say them out loud, I say them to myself in my mirror. But those are the things that I'm talking about where you nurture yourself before anybody else, you know what I'm saying? You take care of yourself in the morning. And I legit just started like not picking up my phone till about noon, 1 o'clock. And honestly, I have picked days where I will work on one business, another day where I will work on this other business, and I legit just won't pick up my phone until maybe like noon. Or if I'm finished with everything before then, I'll probably pick it up like 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. But you best believe the rest of the time in the morning, I'm not doing anything but dedicating that time to me. So when I talk about that, nurturing and taking care of yourself, that's exactly what I mean. Because I'm going to take care of me first thing in the morning. I'm going to take care of me first thing out the day before I do anything else for anybody. Yesterday, it was like, it wasn't hectic. We just had a lot to do yesterday, right? So, I have not experienced like a exercise or just any type of like strenuous workout in years. So, along with last year with me reevaluating and checking in on myself, I knew that I needed to be, you know, I need to move more. So I did some research on, you know, some things on YouTube. I found this amazing kickboxing thing, because I love kickboxing. I found this on YouTube. So what I did, you know, I did my stretches and I started doing the kickboxing thing. Was it easy? Hell no. And my thighs are thanking me today. But it was a way for me to move in my comfort of my home, because for the past couple of months, we've been operating with just one car. So, you know, yesterday we finally got the other vehicle fixed. Thank God. I'm so grateful. We had the money to do so. And now, you know, I can go and go to the park and, you know, just walk around, do my mile or whatever, because that's just something that I choose to do. But when I talk about taking care of yourself, that's exactly what I mean. Putting food in your body that feels nice, drinking things that feel good to your body and also that helps. Moving your body, because it's going to make your body feel well. And not to mention, like, you can have energy and you'll be able to sleep at night. Because I slept in, like, legit today I started my work day kind of late because I woke up at 11 o'clock this morning. And I was supposed to be up like way early, but anyway. That's what I am talking about. So that is another form of just like nurturing and caring for yourself. And even if, you know, you don't work out or you don't move your body as much, like I really do encourage you to do so, because the older we get, y'all, these baby, these joints, they're not gonna get no younger. So the longer that you don't move them, they're gonna stay stagnant. Things aren't gonna go as they're supposed to, you know, saying things won't be circulating. It just goes hand in hand, like with your mind and your thinking, your creativity, how you do your work, how you processing things, and like your memory and you know, circulation of like, you know, your fluids in your body, especially your blood, you know what I'm saying? So all of that kind of ties into taking care of yourself. And then, you know, ladies, I know, and even my guys, like, you know, we like to get our hair done and take care of our nails, manicure, pedicure. And there's nothing wrong with you spending money like getting your hair done and things like, because I do consider that as like taking care of yourself and like nurturing in that aspect. Like, of course, it's taking care of yourself because you're taking care of your hair, but I see that there's a thing of nurturing and just like kind of like a self-care too, because, you know, sometimes us getting our hair done just gives us that extra boost of confidence that we didn't have like all week. And so for me, taking care of my hair has been like another important thing. Really figuring out like what kind of hair I got and what makes my hair thrive. If something makes my hair dry, you know what I'm saying? Or if something makes my scalp itchy, like, you know, just dedicating more time to take care of my hair, wearing more protective styles. Or, you know, if I want to buy a little wig or something, you know, I do that just to spruce up my look. Shopping is another thing. And it's more like legit staying within a budget and managing your money, because you never know what may come up. But also just being aware of those habits that you may have with like spending or splurging. When you pay attention to those things, you are taking care, because now you're being mindful of, I know that I have this X amount of money, but I can only spare this for this month because I still want to save. And I want to make sure that we got something for a rainy day. And it's, you know, when people talk about things like that, it's not that you're prepared for the worst, yo. Unexpected things happen every single day. Like, so we have to always kind of like be prepared for those unexpected things. But not only that, don't make yourself destitute over something that will probably just last for like a month or so. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I just think it's really, really good for us to be mindful about the habits that we create, the habits that we are still doing, and those habits that just kind of like create a not so good pattern in our life. So when we talk about spending and overspending, it's really good, and it's just so helpful to you to learn how to manage your money, how to budget, and how to, you know, say no. When you know, like, hey, I really can't spare this month. Like, I really do like this, but I'm going to have to wait. That's something that I'm learning. So I feel like that's another good thing. Getting your nails done or getting your feet done. Hey, girl, knock yourself out. It is a beautiful thing. It's a great thing. It's just so relaxing when you're just by yourself and you can just do something really girly or just do something that just gives you some time away. There's nothing wrong with it. And, you know, I know plenty of people who budget out those things for the month. And if they can't do something that month, they will only pick like one thing. Like, I picked up the habit of doing my own nails because, and don't laugh at me, y'all. I just didn't like how the people at the nail shop did my nails anymore, because I like my nails a certain way. And if I find one thing out of place, I want to take the whole thing off. And so, instead of wasting my money to pay somebody else to do my nails, I learned how to do my own nails. And if I don't like something, I would take them off myself and I would do it over. But I could do that because I'm not paying anybody. I'm not wasting money because I have the stuff at home already. And so getting your nails and your feet done is like another thing of taking care of yourself, especially your feet. Always taking care of your feet because, baby, those are the things that are holding you up. You always look after your feet and always take care of them because of grounding. Like, taking care of feet is a beautiful thing, as well as your hands. You know, your hands are like the first thing that you use to touch, the first thing maybe that you use for anything, like in the morning to rub your eyes or to grab the water, like whatever it is, your hands are important too. Those are the things that make your money, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you are a creative, you know, maybe you draw or just create things using your hands, or maybe, you know, you work and you use the computer and you need your hands for typing or anything like that. Like, your hands are so important. So I feel like looking for, like, just taking care of your hands as well is just like another form of, you know, nurturing your self-care, because you're caring about yourself and you're caring about your body and you care about how you look. It doesn't have anything to do with just like, oh, I don't want to be lying here looking busted around whomever. No, you're paying attention to yourself and you like the way you look when you get this stuff done. And if you want to upkeep, you know, how you look, and really too, because of how it makes you feel, then do that. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like there's anything wrong with upkeeping a woman keeping up with herself because she likes how it makes her feel. So, and when I talk about all those things, they come together because you do these things to take care of yourself, but you do this before you can do anything for anyone else. Making sure you're getting the appropriate amount of sleep at night, making sure that you are mindful, making sure that you say your prayers so you could just give your worries to your higher power or whomever that you worship, so you don't project that on other people throughout the day. Always checking in with yourself, always constantly taking at least 3 to 4 deep breaths every single day to just reset and help you stay in the moment. Those are the things that can help you, you know, kind of nurture and take care of yourself, but also check in. Because when you're checking in every aspect of your life, and granted, I know it sounds like a lot, but when you carve out just time in the morning, like first thing in the morning, 1 to 2 hours, to just kind of be with yourself, to go over whatever it is that you may have to do, always checking in within, you know, being mindful, doing your meditation, or just sitting in silence or saying your prayers, like whatever it is, moving your body, eating like good food, but also nutritious food and food that makes you feel good and not food that makes you feel disgusting. Taking care of yourself, you know, maybe you do your lashes every morning, or maybe you do your eyebrows, and maybe you fix up your hair in a nice bun that you always love. Or maybe it's just putting on something that makes you feel good, putting on those comfy socks, putting on your oversized t-shirt or your hoodie, like whatever it is that makes you feel good and just kind of bring that sense of nurturing to you, do it. Also, always checking in with your inner child and doing things that also seem fun to you. We're not always about business 24 hours out the day. You know what I'm saying? Everything doesn't have to be serious all the time. You can always do something that's fun, get messy, paint, draw, go outside, play in the rain, dance in the rain, play in the mud, or, you know, during the seasons when it allows, go in the pool. You know what I'm saying? You can do fun things like that. You could color, write, read a book, always read a book, listen to a podcast, listen to music, play games, video games, computer games. Like, it doesn't matter, whatever makes your inner child happy, do that. I know tons of people as adults who still play with Play-Doh, who still color, who still scrapbook, vision boards. Like, it's so many things that you can do as an adult. And it's just not about, oh, that's childlike. No, do what makes your inner child happy. Do what makes your spirit happy. And always, always, always put you first. When you get up in the morning, don't reach for that phone. Or don't immediately try to start a conversation. Say your prayers. Ask for mindfulness. And ask that your words are just come out with ease, but make sure that you are not saying hurtful things, and make sure that you're not projecting, but just always remain mindful in everything that you say and every single thing that you think. And that's what I mean. Taking care, nurturing yourself, and putting yourself before anyone else, because you matter. You always come first. You know how to treat you. You know how to talk to you. You know how to love you. You know how to handle you before anybody else. So always, always put you before you go to anybody else, before you can do anything for anybody else. And I mean, really, like, for my moms, I get it. But always take care of you before you even try to do anything for these babies, for your spouse, for your parents, your friends, anything like that. Always just try to take, and even if you don't have like an hour, take at least 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 15. I don't care if it's just 2 minutes. Take those 2 minutes to get your thoughts together. Do whatever it is that you need to do. And if out the day, you can take breaks, write some things down, take another 10 minutes to just kind of recollect your thoughts and be by yourself, do it. It's so important. It's so important for your mental. It's so important for your spirit. It is so important for you to function. It's so important. Do whatever it is that you need to do that's going to nurture to you, that's going to cater to you, that's going to help you check in with yourself, that's going to help you be okay for the rest of the day, that's going to help you sleep at night, that's going to give you energy, it's going to help you be your best self. That's what you need to do. Always. Always do whatever it is that's going to help you be your best self. Every day I wake up, I always just want to be a better version of me. I don't want to be the person I was yesterday. I don't want to be the person I was last week or 3 weeks ago. I want to be a new person. I want to be a better person every single day that I wake up. And every day you should thrive for the same exact thing. I don't care what happened yesterday. I don't care what happened 2 hours ago. When you wake up, thrive to be a better version of yourself. Thrive to be a different person, because we all change. We change like the weather. We change like temperatures. We change, and that's okay. So I hope that this episode, the first episode of the new year of 2023, has added some type of smile to you, has added a different look on your day today, has given you hope. Hell, I just hope that it brightened your day. That's all I thrive to just do. Just help. Impact and change. So I want you guys to always know I'm here 24/7. You guys can reach out. All of my links and things are in my bio on this platform. I am streaming on so many platforms, so you could always find the podcast somewhere. And if you can't find it, please be sure to email me, reach out to me, let me know. And if you guys would like to be a guest on the Big Mouth Counselor, please use the email located in my link. Reach out to me. If you follow me on any of your social medias, please reach out to me and let me know. We got some good stuff coming for you guys this year. And I will be hosting a special guest. I'm going to try to do this every single month, but I also will start going live on YouTube, and I will try to go live on my my business page for the Instagram, but I will be starting a YouTube soon for this to do live podcast. It's been popping up in my email for a while, so I think I'm gonna go ahead and give it a try, y'all. So y'all pray for me and give me some good vibes about this new venture and this new journey. And as always, you guys, I want to see you guys a whole bunch of just rainbows, unicorns, smiles, whatever it is you need for the day. I want to give you hope, peace, light, love, and just a peace of mind, you know? So take some time, check in with self, do whatever it is you gotta do. I love y'all, and I will, I'll come back. I don't know about the last week of January, but I'll be back in February, March, April, May, and all them good months. But yeah, you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Peace.